year two.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, man. Phoenix Collider wasn't ready.
Oh, you suck.
She doesn't. Oh, you were looking for more info?
No, I was looking up for the apology.
Oh, man. Like,
yeah, which I have now. Thank you. Yeah, so, because this is about Kingston Hughes, which there's so many names about him now at this point. It's Twitter's a little mean.
That's because we're responding to the world around us.
Yes. It was what? Kingston Hughes, Martin Spoofa King, Hughless P. Newton. Yeah. There's a lot. So anyways, if y'all missed the situation, Sean King went into a temper tantrum about anybody who's ever said anything negative about him on social media, basically. And there is a young black queer activist who is in college named Clarissa Brooks, and she made a tweet something to the effect of, is anyone going to hold him accountable for the money that he raised for Santoya Brown or what? And Sean King got really mad and is like, I didn't actually raise any money for Santoya Brown. And then Clarissa deleted the tweet, right? And then like 5 days later, Sean King puts up the screenshot of her tweet, which didn't tag him, by the way. So he had to be like searching his own name, which like there's a certain level of vanity to that. Puts up the tweet and says, if you don't retract this right now and issue a public apology, I'm going to sue you. And then hired several prominent attorneys, including the attorney that was working for the family of Tamir Rice, and I believe Michael Brown as well.
And Trayvon.
And Trayvon. And it's like, this is what the fuck you're doing with your time? Okay. Just threatening to sue activists over tweets. And so she emailed Sean and was like, can you dial it back? I think you should reconsider your approach to this. This is a little bit excessive over a tweet. Making it public isn't going to help. It's just going to make people like come online and harass me and whatnot. Sean King doubles down and keeps talking about her and tweeting other people who've ever said negative things about him. So then finally, when he started getting in trouble and getting, I guess, dragged, you might say, through Black Twitter, he then put up an apology for Clarissa. Would you like to hear his apology?
Well, now, shit, yeah.
Mind you, at the time, Clarissa, so she's a college student, black, queer, had like 5,000 followers. Sean King has over 1 million followers and tagged her repeatedly and said she's defaming me and hurting my reputation and hurting my career and hurting my finances and all this. Over a tweet, mind you, that was had been deleted for days.
Hey, hurting his finances.
Yes.
So, but I mean, I'd love some examples.
Huh?
I know, right?
I mean, you know, it was a very serious situation.
Don't let me get a lot of followers. I'm asking questions.
So here's his apology. Yesterday, I reached out to Clarissa Brooks, a young organizer, to apologize to her directly. I would like an opportunity to do so face-to-face as well, if she would consider it. I personally would not. That sounds fucking scary as shit. In an attempt to correct what I felt was great harm caused by Miss Brooks, great harm caused by Miss Brooks, mind you.
Great harm. Again, great harm. Examples of this harm. This nigga's like Darren Wilson talking about he got a fucking, a fractured socket?
He fractured his eye socket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great harm. But again, like, I just wonder, it was one tweet. And then, of course, I would also, with his history, asking if he's raised money or what he's doing with money is not completely unreasonable, right? So it was one tweet, it was deleted, but it caused me great harm. Okay. He says, I basically traded my hurt for hers, and that is not okay. I do not wish to silence her, to silence black women, or to silence the LGBTQ community. I love and support these communities daily.
He just put LGBTQ?
Yes.
Nigga left out the G?
Yes.
Because the G ain't in you?
I mean.
Remember DJ Quick, kids. Quick's the name.
So, I do not wish to silence her. You told her that you were going to sue her if she didn't stop talking. Like, that's kind of silencing, no? And then, I don't want to silence black women. She's a black woman. Or the LGBTQ. She's queer.
Wait, he really put that? Because I'm going to make that a fucking tweet. Yeah, I'm posting that. Because you know how I am about tweeting. Okay.
I know you are about tweeting.
The story about Benjamin Dixon's partner.
Yes. And he said, I love and support these communities daily. Nigga, no the fuck you don't. But my actions have clearly betrayed my heart this past week, and I regret that tremendously. At the moment in which a single black woman feels intimidated by my actions, I've clearly made a mistake. Period.
Benjamin Dixon's partner made a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake. It was intentional, because people kept saying, she's getting harassed, she's getting docked, she's getting threats. And I would also point out, while this was going on, fucking Tariq Nasheed and company found her and started harassing her. And they were tweeting at her, like, she's a bed wench, and she hates the black man, and she's part of the gay agenda, and, like, as, you know, the typical homophobic misogynoir bullshit they say. And we're actually, and you know how Tariq is about the whole, like, how black are you? He's never supported Sean King before, and all of a sudden he's supporting Sean King because Sean King is beefing with a black woman.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You know what? On the media platform that Benjamin Dixon's partner is building with Benjamin Dixon, they're going to address this.
No, they're not.
And Anoa Cheng is definitely going to get in on this. They are not going to mess around with this one.
Actually, Anoa has come out against Sean. She's been speaking quite a bit about Sean.
So Anoa Cheng has been talking about Benjamin Dixon's partner and has publicly asked Benjamin Dixon why he is not talking about this.
I don't know about that latter part, but the former part. Former, not the latter. So he says, I regret this tremendously. At any point a single woman, a black woman, feels intimidated, I've made a mistake. It doesn't matter if I've been wronged. You weren't wronged. Nothing happened to you over this tweet. Nothing. Okay? He said, I still have a responsibility to use my influence in a way that never causes harm. Of course, my original intent was to address a single damaging false... Well, hold on. My original intent was to address a single very damaging false tweet from Miss Brooks. How the fuck were you damaged by her tweet?
So he has to keep it in his narrative that he is vaguely hurt.
Yes. Yes. But so my intent was to address tweet, but in doing so, she felt bullied by me and threatened by others. She didn't feel threatened. People were trying to dox her, like give out her address, sending her threats, talking about, I hope white people jump you. I hope, you know that they, like, people were tweeting those awful things. Like, I hope you know they call you nigger. I hope you know that you're a coon. You're nothing but a bed wench. I hope you know that white supremacy isn't going to save you. Like, I hope these white people that you call friends hurt you. Like, people were horrible to her. That's a fail. No shit, nigga. I am thankful Clarissa deleted the false tweet in question here, but this process has done more harm than good. Do you see how hard he's leaning on how damaging this alleged fucking tweet was?
Yeah, man. Benjamin Dixon's partner has suffered greatly.
To be clear, I did not raise any money for Santoya Brown, as Miss Brooks alleged, and I certainly was not holding on to any money for Santoya Brown since I never raised it in the first place. I have also never received, held, touched, managed, or even had access to money I've raised for other families impacted by police brutality or racial violence. Not a single family on earth has ever said this or would ever say this. Tamir Rice's family had to go to court to get that shit because they couldn't access their money, by the way. By the way.
Well, you know what? Well, the thing is, North Star, which is a new media thing, mm-hmm. which is going to be Benjamin Dixon and Sean King, his partner,
yes.
working together on, because it's going to be a journalist. I mean, they're going to have opinions, but it's mostly journalism. Mm-hmm. They're going to cover that story about Tamir Rice's family getting their money from Benjamin Dixon's partner.
Yeah, okay. On March 1st, I'm releasing a public accounting of every... March 1st, Nick, it's fucking January. All right. So March 1st, I'm releasing a public accounting of every dollar I've ever raised for families in the Black Lives Matter movement, along with statements of support from them clearly stating I have never done such a thing. Regardless of my intent, we know what your intent was, shut up. Clarissa sincerely felt bullied by my private outreach and public statements. Because you said you were gonna fucking sue, delete this or I'm suing you, here's my lawyers, is fucking threatening. That's fucking scary, nigga, you know that. So, she sincerely felt bullied by my private outreach and public statements. No matter what led to my communication with Ms. Brooks, I do not want her to feel or be intimidated in any way. I also do not want her to be silenced, says the man who silenced her. Again, I would like to sincerely apologize for the impact my outreach has had on her. It was not my intent to be abrasive or overly aggressive, but I was. And I sincerely regret that my actions to correct something harmful to me... How was it harmful to you? How were you harmed? Did you lose followers? Did you lose money? Did you lose your job?
Yeah.
Or did a handful of people say some mean things about you on Twitter?
They called me Talcum X. I want to hear him say these things out loud.
They called me Talcum X. They called me Ulysses P. Newton.
Oh, man.
Let's see. I sincerely regret. My actions to Christ, something harmful to me, have caused additional harm or stress to her or anyone else, including other men and women who posted false allegations. Leaning on that false allegations. The best apologies are changed actions. I will change my actions moving forward. We must find a way to address false allegations without causing harm, and I want to be a part of that process. I'm working directly with respected movement leaders to figure out a community-based way to solve any future conflicts of this kind before they escalate. You escalated the situation by putting up a screenshot of a deleted tweet like 500 people knew about. That's like Twitter is huge. You have a million followers. Only about 500 people even knew about this tweet, let alone interacted with it. You brought it back up after it was deleted and made it a big deal. You escalated it. You, nigga. This is you. You wanted the attention.
When he puts his foot in his mouth, is he walking on eggshell?
Yes.
He is Kamala Harris black.
They can't be black with us. We are living in tumultuous times, and our focus should be fighting against the oppression and injustices that are against us, not battling those who are on the same side of justice seeking peace. So, yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's his apology.
Because he said it's just us seeking a peace. Right, it's just right. Us. Me, Sean King, my partner Benjamin Dixon, and adjacent to that, Anoa Changa, and adjacent to that, Imani Gandhi. All for one, and one for y'all.
Yes. And then, see, now here's a... I took some screenshots. So Tariq Nasheed said, Sean King is suing Shea Butter feminist Clarissa Brooks for lying on him. Well, Clarissa lies a lot. She even lied on me, but I don't trip because Clarissa has a deep-rooted hatred for all straight black men based on her tweets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She does.
Yeah, she does.
Deep-rooted.
Deep-rooted. And this, because this was her tweet. How many times this month have black women been publicly harassed by black men on this site? Joe Budden, yes, Jules, Tariq Nasheed. How long until you folks realize this shit isn't okay? When are you going to stand with queer and trans folks in the same way? That shows her deep-seated hatred of straight black men.
Oh, yeah, especially me.
Yes.
You know all the tweets I put at her? Go look at William J. Jack. It is fucking ridiculous. Just back-to-back tweets, just fucking fuck this B-word, C-word.
Mm-hmm.
Elemental P word, nigga, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was wildin'. And she hates me, and it's a deep-rooted hatred. Nappy roots, yes. I might say.
She ain't shit but a fool for the white supremacist movement, nothing special at all. She's a liar, she's a coward, typical loser behavior, and it's pathetic other losers are making her out to be a victim. She and anyone defending her on this issue are a pure evil scumbag.
Wait, say that again, and everyone, close your eyes and imagine Donald Trump. This is how hucksters talk. Go for
it. She's a liar and a coward, a typical loser behavior, and it's pathetic other losers are making her out to be a victim. She and anyone defending her on this is a pure evil scumbag.
The similarities in the way these fucking hucksters talk, man.
This is the beginning of our counteroffensive against you treacherous black LGBT feminist snakes who consistently throws the African-American community under the bus as to push your self-serving agenda for their racist white liberals. The lines are drawn. You are our enemies.
Fuck it. It's time to tangent. Okay.
Which, oh yeah, I was gonna say just one more thing. Lee Merritt is one of the attorneys that Sean King got. Do you know what his pinned tweet is?
Wow.
The most unprotected person in America is the black woman.
Wait, and that's one of the attorneys going after her.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Yep.
I don't actually have to deal with this bullshit.
Really?
Yep, that's the facts. That is the facts. Because you know what? Because Tariq Nasheed, he puts up shits on YouTube and whatnot.
Yes.
And I watch them because I'm like, holy fuck, this guy. Total huckster. Mm. All right, so I'm looking for his most recent shit. He puts up like two or three joints every week. Where, I mean, he might be riffing for 3 hours. He might be riffing for 1 hour.
This fool is standing over me with a knife.
His ass just be riffing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that one is he talks about getting rid of ooba dooba doo. Talks about getting rid of tribalisms. But I want to get to the most recent one because he is like going on this thing where it's, you know, the straight black male is under attack.
Right.
All right, so let's see. Tariq Nasheed, grass. Oh, black heterophobia. That's a great one. But all right.
The only thing they're gonna keep trying.
We're gonna do the same thing we did when we would play old Alex Jones clips back in like 2016. I'm just gonna go somewhere and click and start playing. So, okay, 36 minute area. Let's see where he's at with this, and I'm gonna check the decibels as I do so.
Okay.
Men and women. It's black folks simping selves. Get up there, you lay up with them, and all of a sudden, you run around here with all lives matter.
Okay, so what he's saying is, all black people who disagree with him have sex with white people, and then when they get out the bed, they say all lives matter. That's this is a regular thing with him. Let's give it a running start.
Is that what his stepfather says?
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm sorry,
whoa.
His father-in-law, my bad.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter that Tariq Nasheed sits across from a white woman on Thanksgiving Day because mm-hmm. he married her daughter. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
All right? You shut your face
mm-hmm.
just because he's one shade from Elon James White.
Because y'all still on code. I know that. Even though you laying up with a black person, and I told this white lady that. You laying up with a black man and you got black kids, but damn it, you ain't saying nothing bad about the white supremacist males. You never said nothing bad about them. You stay.
I like, you know, he just said, I told this white woman that. Which one? Where? Who?
Right. It doesn't matter.
Stayed on code. I want black folks to understand that. See, that's the difference. See, the white supremacists, they'll have sex with your ass, jump out that bed, and stay on code. They ain't about to turn on the rest of white society because they understand that's where they get their privileges from. They ain't giving up their privileges because they done laid up with your black ass. They know what it is. They go in there, they have some gutter sex with you, get up, and they still...
Keep in mind, this is a guy that used to be a pimp, and he apparently is very offended at the thought of gutter sex. This guy used to be a pimp.
I asked me to be like, you know, that's weird because why does somebody call him Swizz Bleach?
Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you niggas?
This mean.
What the wait, fuck, y'all?
Dr. Sumar Johnson, y'all go stop it.
Woo. Go stop it. Y'all mess around with old Sean Kang like that. Mm. Jesus Christ.
Team white supremacy. Some of the most racist people I know have black mates.
All right, the most racist. Because apparently he knows a lot of racist people. Just runs in those circles.
Probably, you know, related, or like the neighbors by his mother-in-law's house. I'm just saying.
And he says, how you doing? I just wants to hang out with your goddaughter. All right, I'm skipping around 44 minutes and 38 seconds. Where is he going with this?
Earlier today, they were mad at Sean King.
Oh,
because I told y'all the other day it was one of these little shea butter.
I haven't heard this yet. All right. Oh, and he calls black people that he disagrees with on Twitter are shea butter.
Yes.
Again, keep in mind this is just people he disagrees with. This is just his Oh, what was it?
It's like a dog whistle almost.
No, not a dog. Because dog whistles are subtle. This ain't subtle. It's my brain wants to say Nixonian. It was back when they made up the House of Un-American Activities.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the word behind that? Because there was one particular motherfucker that...
McCarthyism?
McCarthyism, yes. All right. And apparently, if I remember right, Ted Cruz looks a lot the fuck like that guy. Like, bone structure-wise, it's a little weird. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Look at side-by-sides. Yeah.
Black man hating chicks. Who is,
He's looking for some shit, like while he's talking. He's doing what we do. He's live broadcasting and riffing. So he's digging up some shit.
Dude. Who wrote the article. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Okay, the article says, is Sean King here for black people? Okay, they were really taking swipes at Sean King, and they just kind of threw me in the mix, too. Well, let me scroll down on the article.
Nigga, you threw yourself
in. The article says, mm-hmm. I ain't going to read all of it. I just want to read the part where they mentioned me.
Of course you do.
This chick name was Centonia. No, that's not it. That's not
her. He doesn't even
know who the fuck Centoya Brown is.
Nope, he doesn't even know that story.
Damn.
You know, but I mean, remember his old profession. Centoya Brown's just another to him.
Centoya Brown is a loss.
Yeah, because I mean, what, she went down so damn early, like, could have made more money off that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a minor, too.
Jesus Christ, could have taken her through some of those white neighborhoods. Woo, Jesus. Yep, Tariq Nasheed was a pimp, folks. All right.
It was, okay. The Shea Butter chick, what's her name?
Jesus Christ, he's moving a little slow. I'm going to skip forward a little bit.
Name in front of his million plus followers, she's been on the receiving end of hate messages, threats, and targeted attacks from subhuman Hotep Tariq Nasheed. He
deliberately wore a t-shirt that says Hotep for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does not deserve that. This Negro, this is the dude who wrote the article, David Dennis Jr., this fuck boy. That's some white supremacist language right there. This thing called me a subhuman Hotep.
That's not white
supremacist language.
No, that's
okay.
Calling you what you are. You used to fucking exploit women and girls for gutter sex. And then who knows how many lives he left ruined.
What but that he still did even after he officially finished pimping, though, because then he was writing them fucking books with that, like, pickup artist type shit. Like, this is how you, you know, spit game to a woman and, like, basically con her into fucking you.
Yep. And then he was surprised that fucking incels call into his show asking how to... one of them was a janitor at a barber shop, and he was asking how he could figure out how to just have sex with one of the women that worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember any interactions I've had with this dude, but I have him blocked. I've already had this dude blocked. Well, yeah, they call me a sub. Well, those are white supremacist terms. And a lot of these little niggas.
Yep, but he told his audience it is, so it is. And, like, if folks were to look at this, if you look to the right side of the screen, apparently there's something on YouTube where you can donate money while they're broadcasting.
Yeah.
And one says $100, another one says $99.99. People are just dropping grits.
Yep.
Yep. And it's like, damn, we're not going to sell out, folks. The wine cellar is going to keep it greasy, we're going to keep it real, and we're going to scrape.
Negroes like that, they're so jealous of me, it's ridiculous.
Really?
A lot of these little Negroes are so incredibly jealous of me, it's absolutely ridiculous. They get on social media, they have little podcasts that nobody listens to.
That is funny. It sounds
is
like you
just throw shade at us.
Like right at the moment. Yeah, this is a little amusing.
So a lot of these Negroes are real jealous of me. You dig?
You dig?
He might be married, but he's just a fuck nigga.
Wait, but you just said call somebody a fuck boy with white supremacist language, and you just gonna call somebody a fuck nigga then?
Yep.
Man, that's like, yeah, 5 minutes of consistency. Just 5 minutes of consistency, please.
No, that's not entertaining. That's not entertaining.
Jesus.
Because with me, they see how bold I am. That's another thing, too. A lot of these...
All right, so they see how bold he is. Remember when who did he ask that motherfucker John Legend, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And John Legend was like, "Nah, nigga." And he was like, "Oh, I was just checking."
Mm-hmm.
Very bold.
Very bold.
Very bold. Like when he went to that news station where there's a very funny clip, yo. If you can look for it on the YouTube, and it's a news station has Tariq on. This is like somewhere in the 2000s. And it's to promote one of his books about the art of mackin', I think it is. One of his PUA books.
Mm-hmm.
And but the people who posted it, they titled the clip Black Feminists Mad at Tariq Nasheed in the Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black woman newscaster, anchor, mad at Tariq Nasheed.
Right.
But when you watch the clip, she does seem to be visibly and, like, tonally irritated. But you can really tell why. Because she's embarrassed because in that moment, he's actually the coon.
Right.
Because Tariq, he's not smart enough to understand that they brought him there so he could be a funny looking black man with a stupid ass book.
Right. And then, like, also too, like, the, you know, for as much as he whines about, you know, these bed wenches, a lot of, well, at least one, I think two or three of these books was specifically about how to get with non-black women. So it's like the obsessed with bed wenches and black women or race traitors if they're fucking white men is, this is how you get with a Spanish chick. This is how you get with an Asian chick. This is how you get a white girl. And it's like, okay.
These niggas is clowns. I like this. I'm making this whole thing one segment.
Yeah.
It's just the Benjamin Dixon's partner tries to sue black women, of whom Tariq Nasheed also hates. Like, it's going to be an odd title.
It's a little weird.
It's, and it's so weird. Long, it's just going to be, it's the episode.
And then you
title.
Notice, too, that, like, Tariq Nasheed is going after, the, you know, the Shea Butter Twitter, because, like, oh, they have all these white friends. They're influenced by white supremacy. Sean King got raised by two white people. Did he say something about Sean King getting raised by two white people in the midst of all this?
No, but he'll talk about Jamila Bey's white father.
Hmm. Oh, okay, so Clarissa is a coon and a bedwench and a sellout because she was raised around white people, but Sean King is a black leader because he's a black man who did not know his black father but was raised by white people. Okay.
And also, black leader, what's he leading? The nigga
a
makes
grift?
Articles.
A grift?
A grift.
Leading a grift. Hey, bro, the nigga makes art. That's like calling us leaders. We're not fucking leaders.
You know why? It's because he's always fucking starting organizations and shit. Like, oh, I'm starting this organization. We're going to, like, work with police to, you know, work out community relations and then police brutality. Oh, I'm working on a thing to, you know, signal boost information of when police, you know, are harming black people. And we're going to, like, get a network together. He's like, oh, I start these fucking networks. And then, like, they just get a bunch of money in and then the fucking network dissipates and never does shit.
So this is just a crowdfunded daydreamer.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. That's one takeaway, folks. Go and say this to your friends in social media. Like, you know what? I think Sean King is a crowdfunded daydreamer.
Oh, there's a fucking...
Yes, ma'am.
There's a fucking word for it they made, too, and I can't remember what it is.
Okay, there's a word for it they made. While Fiend Splitter looks up that word, let's, Yeah, you know what? We can click on another Tariq Nasheed video. This shit is amusing. Okay, so this one is called Black Heterophobia.
Yeah, no. Zero code makes you... And somebody made this great observation one time. They said, in order to be a so-called black activist at one of these corporations, number one, you gotta not grow up around black folks. Number two, you gotta not go to school around black folks.
Is he talking about Sean King?
I have questions.
And number three, you have to be told about black folks by white people. And that's how you become a black activist that they will promote. And that's very...
And I like that it's a vague they. Who was the they?
Them.
Those
people.
At least Tariq Nasheed is working on his non-binary language. Very good. Very good. I'm glad that he also learned the word cishet. He still says cishet. And that's also amusing.
Very accurate. That's extremely accurate. Because the other yesterday, you know, activist Sean King, he's suing one of these Shea Butters for slander.
He's still riffing. Okay, so that was the previous episode, riffing on the same thing. Let's dance it forward. 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 23 seconds. What's he riffing on right here?
Within black society who thinks that they are intersectional to get online and do a lot of anti-black male promotion. And some of these LBGT bedwench mammy Shea Butters, they do the same thing.
All he does is just say, like, it's just spitting all the buzzwords. LGBT right. Bedwench Shea Butter mammies.
Yeah.
Like, he... What?
Like, you just have to say the talking points.
Yeah, the nigga really just said sandwich, disc man, bamboo tree, light bulb, lifting weights. Mm-hmm. Do you feel what I'm saying? Come on.
Or pro-life, lower taxes, smaller government, Second Amendment, free speech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the opposing talking points to everything you just said, mm-hmm. which would be... I agree with my colleague. I'm going to reach across the aisle. We need to be civil. Let's reach for some of those centrist voters in the suburbs. Blam.
Mm-hmm.
Blam. Opposition. Boom. And you're still looking for that word.
I can't find it. It's going to bother me. And you know what? I can't find it because it's not like a word yet. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, ha, celebpreneur.
Celugpreneur.
Celebpreneur. Like a combination of celebrity and entrepreneur. Oh, you're a celebpreneur.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Celebrity.
That is what Sean King is. He's a celebpreneur.
They should stop trying to force the P in it and just let it be celebpreneur. It'll flow better.
It would flow better.
Yeah, let the P go, folks. Yeah. All right. And again, Sean King apologizing to the LBTQ. You left out the G because the G ain't in you. Outstanding. That's about that for that one.
Yes.
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.